simple stuff. In all of these science fictions, they try to make something like this. Prophet arrives somewhere, everybody is thirsty. They don't have the water and all that stuff, the magic of the water. Then another magic will be added the next paragraph to it to explain how you should think to understand what I explained here. Because I'm talking about the magic. Let's see the magic.
The camels and the people had let their tongues drop out, and that wadi, a company of Arabs, their water skins had become dry from lack of rain, a caravan amidst the desert in sore distress. They had rehearsed their own death. Suddenly, he who secured both worlds, Mustafa, appeared on the way for help's sake. He saw there an exceedingly great caravan on the scalding sand and engaged in a hard and terrible journey. The tongues of their camels hanging out, the people strewn everywhere on the sand. He took pity and said, "Hark, go at once, some of your comrades, and run to yonder sand hills. For a Negro on camelback will bring a water skin. He is conveying with all speed to his master."
What is this kind of magic? Have you ever thought about the magics that we talk? If you a little bit think about it, you would be surprised. One of the best examples for me is Moses. Moses is a guy that we do this, suddenly the frog will come instead of rain. We do this, the river turns to blood. He doesn't like that. A black fog will come and kills every single first born boy in the family of the Egyptian. How come he doesn't do something like this that this Pharaoh does? Period. Because we create the magic to explain something special. Here, the story is like this. There is this dry condition, everybody is thirsty, even the camels. Remember, the camel shouldn't be thirsty, because the camel is carrying the water, but the tongue of the camel is out and everybody is thirsty. The guy will arrive and, poor people, has pity on them. He doesn't do this for the rain to come. He will say, "Hey you, run at the back of this mountain. There is some slave carrying one little stuff of water to his village, bring him here." Why? To show you something. Yes, read it now.
"Bring to me that Negro camel driver, along with the camel by force, if need be."
You remember when we are making the stories in those deserts, everybody is black, right? We don't have any white fellows. But here the guy is called Negro, the black one. Remember that, yes.
"Those seekers approached the sandhills. After a short while, they saw, 'twas even so. A Negro slave was going with the camel, the water skin filled with water, like one bearing a gift. Then they said to him, 'The pride of mankind, the best of created beings, invites thee in this direction.' He said, 'I do not know him. Who is he?' He said, 'He is that moon-faced, sweet-natured one.' They described to him the diverse qualities which exist, he said, be like, he is that poet.
Aha. Remember, you're reading poetry, right? And for Rumi, the poet or the stupid one? Okay, they start, first of all, they go to bring the guy. They have to wait 1 hour. Why? To explain to you that the Prophet, 1 hour before these Negro arrived, knew that he will be there. Okay? They waited 1 hour, then they saw this fellow. They went and say, oh, hello, how are you? This good guy who is blah, blah, blah. And those words are not translatable. The adjectives he used is not like that, because in Arabic has some other meanings even in it. It's Fakhrul Bashar wa Khairul Wara. The humanity should be proud of this, and he is the good of the beyond. All of that. Okay? The guy said, oh, are you talking about this silly poet? I'll not come. Because he knows a poet who will magically do some stuff and put something in the mind of the people. The same thing that the Rumi is doing here. Yes.
Who subdued a multitude by magic, I will not come half a span towards him. Dragging him along, they brought him thither. He raised an outcry in revilement and heat. When they dragged him before that venerable one, he said, drink ye the water, and carry it away withal. He satisfied the thirst of them all from that water skin. The camels and every person drank of that water. From his water skin, he filled large and small water skins. From jealousy of him, the clouds and the skies were distraught.
Yes. What happened? This is the magic. But this is not the real magic. Uh-huh. This is the trick. Okay, he said, everybody is dying. Go and find that guy who is carrying a bag of water. He didn't want to go, and they forced him. They dragged him, they brought him. He said, okay, take that water, drink, and fill up your bags. They filled up even the bigger bags from that small bag, and everybody drank. Everybody was good. Somebody even could have a shower. It doesn't matter. Why? Because forget about. Are you thinking about the bag? It was a bag. Are you thinking about the Negro? He's a carrier of the bag. The water. Because this guy is the source of water himself. He knows when you use the water correctly, it doesn't come short. He will say, have everyone seen like this? This is magic, this is magic. But before all those exaggeration, look at this bag of water. Do you see it? It's a bag of water, isn't it? You read it. It's always full. This is what we are talking about. This is the thirst. So he will say, now let me show you the magic of this stuff. Yes.
Has anyone seen such a wonder as this, that the burning glow of so many hells should be cooled by a single water skin? Has anyone seen this, that all these water skins were filled from a single water skin without trouble?
All of this Hare Krishna. To exaggerate, to remind you that, remember, this is what I explained, okay? That from one bag, everybody will be satisfied. This is why you should carry a bag of water. Now, yes.
The water skin itself was a veil, and at his command, the waves of divine bounty were coming from the sea of origin.
Okay, the translation will be a little bit different because you should realize that we will say, okay, this, yes, the bag was the cover up. This is a wave of fazl. Fazl is a special adjective. First of all, fazl means giving, bringing out and all that. But fazl is an enlightened fellow. Has both sides in it. Here he will say, this is that one which is coming from his order, from original ocean. Do you remember? We believe that there is an original ocean of knowledge that we could fill up all the little bag we have and all that. Yes.
Water by boiling is converted into air, and that air by cold is turned into water. Nay, without cause and beyond these maxims of the philosophy, the act of bringing into existence produced the water from non-existence.
What it means? Almost nothing. Let me explain two words over there. First one is water. You know it, right? I drink it a lot. The other one is air. What is air? Hava, havas, are the wishes of the animal. That's what hava is. We say hava and havas means desire, animal desire. So there are two sides of this. He said, listen, this water will become the air. Then it gets cold, become the water. So this water is even in the air. Everything is coming from this water, because this water, the knowledge, the wisdom we are talking about, is coming from an original ocean. So it moves, it had waves, it will even cover the dummies. Yes.
Inasmuch as you have observed causes from your childhood, through ignorance, you have stuck to the cause.
Who could translate this? There is something a little bit bizarre here. It works like this. Do you remember Rumi when he was not Rumi? He was that knowledgeable teacher, philosopher, and all that. Then, okay, Shams came, he loved the Shams, and Shams went away. Then who replaced the Shams? Do you remember? A fellow who was not educated, he was illiterate, and he even talked funny. For example, getting stuck to something, he will say, getting stuck to something. He pronounce it like that, okay? Here, Rumi will use that word. They will correct it. They will write it, getting stuck. He will say, no, write it that way. He's correct. The way he's saying it is better than the knowledge we have even about the word. Here, intentionally, he will bring it in Masnavi. When he is explaining something like magic, he will say, listen, this is the stuff that the guy, replacement of Shams for me, knew. What is it? is the base.